الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم The eighth point we discussed was to sleep after Isha. And the ninth point that we began was to pray Tahajjud. And we discussed that there are different ways in which a person can pray Tahajjud. And gave you the example of depositing something into your account Tahajjud in any one of a number of ways. Tahajjud Salah is important for anyone and everyone who wants to get the Qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants to get even some wali with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anybody who wants to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Tahajjud is the time of the friend. Tahajjud is the time of the lover. Tahajjud is the time of companionship. So if we are sincere at all in this path of tariqat or tasawwuf, we have to be regular in our Tahajjud Salah. You can imagine like this, that Tahajjud is one of the ma'mulat of our mashayikh, one of the urad and wird that mashayikh teach, that when you love someone, you love to be with them, talk to them, be alone with them. So when a person prays Tahajjud to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the feeling they have, because it's in the heart of the night, the middle of the night, the end of the night, is a feeling that they're alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when Allah ta'ala makes them feel these words of Quran, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. It's a time of Tahajjud, the person will feel, هُوَ مَاكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. So if we sleep through Tahajjud, we're sleeping through the time of Qurb. How is it possible that we can sleep through Tahajjud and in the day write an email or SMS that I want the Qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we slept through the Qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine somebody sleeping through their study periods in Darul Uloom and then saying, oh, I want to become an alim? We say, but you slept through the time in which these things take place. So Tahajjud is a necessary thing. Now, even if a person cannot pray a lot of Tahajjud, even if we wake up half an hour before the time of Fajr, even that will be sufficient. Even if we pray 2 rakats or 4 rakats, that would be sufficient. Now let's listen to some hadith from the Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtues of Tahajjud. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, O people, you should spread the salam. You should say salam to one another. You should feed the people. You should keep good relations with your family. And at night, you should engage yourself in salah while others are asleep. Then you will enter Jannah easily and safely. So some things Allah Ta'ala told us, the Prophet ﷺ told us in the daytime. Spread salam, feed others, have good relations. All of that has to do with hukuk al-ibad. So it shows you in the day is when we are good in our relations with others, and at night is when we have to be good in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Nabiyyu Kareem ﷺ put it in this way, that you should sleep, وَسَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ, that you should sleep and while others, you should pray salah while others are sleeping. So this is the feeling that a person will have. And another hadith, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Jannah there are special palaces and dwellings who are so beautiful, so translucent and luminescent that their inside can be seen from the outside and the outside can be seen from the inside. And these special dwellings will be for who? For those who speak softly and gently, for those who feed the hungry, and those who pray at night whilst the people are asleep. So these are things that are special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Muslim Imam Ahmad ibn Ali. Again, we tell you one of the earliest collections of hadith. To speak softly and gently, Sunnah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To feed the hungry, Sunnah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to pray at night whilst the people are asleep. So these are some of the virtues and merits of praying the Sunnah of Tahajjud. And as all of you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in Quran, as many of you know, has mentioned in Quran as well, that تَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ, that they separate their sides, they forsake their beds of sleeping. Why? يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا, that they are making dua to Allah ta'ala, first out of fear, then out of yearning. Fear out of disappointing Him, yearning that they will be accepted to Him. Tama means hirs, means lalach. Tama means they're very greedily hopeful, extremely hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will send their mercy on them. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And again linking it with hukukul ibad, and from whatever extra wealth Allah Ta'ala has given them, they spend it on the people who are needy, they spend it on the deen of Allah. So this is the tahajjud. So this is another thing. What does it mean? Why does the Prophet ﷺ keep bringing these things together? Why did Allah Ta'ala bring these things together? So listen carefully. That person who maybe you find that they're not able to speak softly and gently, they're not in good relations with their family, they're not able to feed the poor, they don't give extra charity, it's because they're not praying their tahajjud salah. They don't have the link. They don't have the link because tahajjud is that ibadah that softens the person's heart. Whether it softens their speech, whether it softens their character, it softens their heart towards others, so they're willing to mend and break those, mend those broken relations. All of this is the barakah of tahajjud salah. And then it softens their heart in dua, so that they feel the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can imagine that tahajjud is the heart softening ibadah. And that's why these awliyaullah and these great sahaba ikram who spent one third the night, half the night, two third the night, all night in ibadah, their hearts got softened. Their hearts were really softened. And the whole, when you read their lives and biographies, that's one of the major things you see. Then another blessing of the time of tahajjud is this is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of a person. This is the time when Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as of a person. Sayyidina Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends each night to the heavens and firmaments until there remains the final third of the night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ, that who is making du'a to me so that I may hear and grant their du'as. مَنْ يَسْأَلَنِي, that who is asking anything of me, that I may grant it to them. مَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُنِي, who is seeking forgiveness of me. فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ, and I will send my forgiveness to them. So making dua, making su'al, and making istighfar. Now what's the difference here? Making dua is understood to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some attribute, for some feeling, or for something in akhirah, such as Jannatul Firdaus, feelings such as taqwa, attributes such as adab. Su'al means to ask Allah Ta'ala something, some bounty and blessing of this world. Like when the beggar comes to us, he's called a sa'il. So to make su'al means to ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give me rizq, Allah Ta'ala give me children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me spouse, give me something in this world. That's called su'al. Du'a means, now obviously du'a is used for everything generally, but when the two words come together, this is a feature in Arabic, the two words that are often used synonymously. Du'a means asking anything from Allah Ta'ala. Su'al means asking anything from Allah Ta'ala. But if the two words come in the same sentence, then they're used for slightly different meaning. So du'a is to ask Allah Ta'ala anything from akhirah, or any feeling, attribute, sifat of iman and deen. And here su'al means that to ask anything of the world. Now why is it important? Because Allah Ta'ala's, look where He started. It should have been that who asked my forgiveness? That should have been first. That first ask forgiveness, then try to make du'a and su'al. Right? Allah Ta'ala says no. Right at the greatest thing. Even greater than being forgiven for our sins, even greater than being granted some bounty and blessing of this world, the greatest thing is to be granted the Jannah and Akhirah or something in deen. So Allah Ta'ala put that first. That who is making dua to me, I will answer and grant them their duas. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then also, all the way to the end, then Allah Ta'ala will also forgive us for our sins. So this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beautiful way He calls out to anyone and everyone. The purpose of the last part also was that maybe somebody may think that tahajjud is a time of acceptance for the lovers of Allah ta'ala. Tahajjud is a time of acceptance for the muttaqeen, salihin, pious worshippers of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made it clear. Tahajjud, the last third of the night, has so much barakah in it, and Allah ta'ala sends so much of His rahmah in it, that even for the most sinful believers, that last third of the night is a time of rahmah and maghfirah and barakah. And not only does Allah forgive, He also gives. That's what it means. Make dua, make istighfar. Then normally the sinner, the best they can hope for is forgiveness. But if the sinner shows up in the last of the night, then not only will Allah Ta'ala forgive, but Allah Ta'ala will also give. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And we're sleeping through it. Not that we missed it once, not that we missed it twice. You and me have missed this blessing thousands and thousands of times in our life. Thousands and thousands of times. Today you meet the businessman, he missed one deal, he still regrets it. He can still tell his children that, oh, I missed a deal 40 years ago. If he missed 10 deals in his life, imagine if he missed 100 deals in his life, I think he'd be shattered. He'd be finished by then if he missed 100 deals. And we've missed 1,000, 10,000, some of us, tens of thousands of tahajjud times we have missed. That Allah Ta'ala wanted to forgive and give. And we didn't show up. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine anybody in the world saying to you, that come to me in the last year of the night, I will give you loads and heaps of money. You would show up. I'll give you free cars. You will show up. Anything they said. Oh, they said I gave you 100 rand. You would show up. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's giving us anything and everything. We'll forgive everything and give anything you want. Make dua. Make su'al at all saying, I will grant it to you. Make dua, I will answer it for you. Ask forgiveness, I will forgive you. But this is deen. We are not being guided by the deen. We don't show up. Now the beauty, like we said, is you don't have to be up the entire third of the night. You just have to catch it. Then a second problem that some of us have is even more tragic. Some of us actually might be awake in this last third of the night, but neither we made istighfar to Allah Ta'ala, nor we made dua to Allah Ta'ala, nor we asked Allah Ta'ala of anything. Definitely in Ramadan, I hope that wasn't the case for any of us, we should make sure to do all three things. It's also showing us to do all three things. Dua, su'al, and istighfar. But sometimes it may happen that you're traveling, you arrive at a place late night, it's actually 1/3 of the night, you should be watching this. You should be a calculating person, but in a good way. Not cold and calculating on people, or cold or calculating just the prophets. You should be in track. Is it 1/3 of the night? Maybe it's 1/3, okay, I can make some dua to Allah Ta'ala. Yes, I'm tired, but I'll make dua before I sleep. I would say even hundreds or even thousands of times that has happened. That we've actually been awake, wakeful in the last hour of the night, and Allah Ta'ala was giving this call, and our ruh was hearing this call, but still we didn't make dua, we didn't make su'al, we didn't make istighfar. And earlier we told you that in this hadith, this is the one we were telling you about, this doesn't say anything of praying salah. You don't have to pray tahajjud to get this. Right? This is the benefit of the time. So we mentioned to those who were here in the earlier gathering, even if you set the alarm for any time in the last hour of the night, you wake up, this is not the highest adab, right? This isn't the best way to do it. But I'm giving you an entry point. I'm giving you an entry point. I'm giving you a first portal to do this. That you set the alarm and you wake up. And that wakefulness right there in your bed without getting out of bed, without making wudu, without praying tahajjud, even lying in your bed, you can make this dua and su'al and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala, because all it is that you just had to be there in the last third of the night. Now tell me, isn't that easy for us? You just wake up and you say a few du'as and you roll over, you go back to sleep, and then when your fajr alarm goes off, then you get up and make wudu and pray salah. Now, can't we do that much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is so kind, yes. He'll accept the du'as even like that, lying in bed. That earlier we did hadith for you, that Allah Ta'ala will give special pillars and pulpits of light and nur to those who made zikr lying down on their beds. Reclining on soft mattresses, that's what Allah Ta'ala said. So you can make this dua and su'al and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala in your plush mattress at home. Well, subhanAllah. You have a new way to do amla and hadith. But you have to want it. If you don't want it, you won't make it happen. That's the problem, is that we don't want it bad enough. If you wanted it hard enough, badly enough, you would make it happen. This is the nature of life. You would see anything in your life you wanted, we see you, you make it happen. It's just like that you keep saying, I'm lazy, I'm lazy. You're not lazy, this is a myth. if you want to say this to me that I can't do it because I'm lazy, then show me that you're not working because you're lazy. Show me you don't eat because you're lazy. Show me you don't dress because you're lazy. If you have the disease of laziness, why is it not affecting anything else? Oh friend, you present laziness in every other aspect of your life. If you want it, you do it. Is it only the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you fall lazy? Is it only in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you become lazy? So don't, you cannot never write this that I'm lazy, unless lazy is affecting in you in every aspect of your life. You should be shamed. Why are we saying we're lazy? It's not laziness. We don't value. It's what we call naqadri. We don't value this enough. We don't appreciate this enough. You know, I'm going to say, remember I've done this for you, actions speak louder than words. Let me put our ugly actions into ugly words. In the last third of the night, if ever we were awake at that time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this call. Himself makes this call. Anyone making dua, I will grant it to them. Anyone wanting to make su'al, I will give to them. Anyone seeking forgiveness, I will forgive them. And we say, it's okay, Lord, I'm not interested. We say, no thanks. That's what it means when you sleep through it. Yes, I'm translating ugly actions into ugly words. Yes, we say, no thanks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not interested. I don't need this. I couldn't be bothered. I have to wake up at 9 because I have a meeting to go to. I need to go ask my boss for something. You think I have time to ask you for something in the last hour of the night? Astaghfirullah. I'm putting ugly actions into ugly words. Now me and you, we died before we said this, right? The words are unspeakable. I'm only doing it to impress it on you. Allah, it's unspeakable for me even. But when are we going to realize our actions are unspeakable? Huh? Sometimes we have to put it in words to realize. What in the world are we doing? What in the world are we doing? Okay, and then what about the weekend? What about Saturday, Sunday, when you have nowhere to go? You can sleep as long as you want, and you do anyway sleep as long as you want after Fajr. Even then you can't show up for this. And how can we call ourselves salikin? Or I'm murid. What are you murid of? Allah Ta'ala is the murad. Murid means to have irada for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you're seeking Allah Ta'ala. You're a traveler on the path seeking the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You're a traveler on the path seeking the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why our mashayikh used to say, tahajjud is fard. Right? You see, somebody comes, he takes my course, I say, you have to do this reading. He says, I don't do the reading. So you don't take my course then. Right? What does it mean? You say you want to take the course and you don't want to do the reading. How is that possible? We say we want the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. We say we want to be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. And we don't show up in the last year of the night. This is one of the biggest things we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this month of Ramadan. To give us tawfiq. It's going to come from His tawfiq, His fazl. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Your infinitely generous grace make us amongst the people who prayed tahajjud. Because we need all of this. We need those du'as to be answered. We need those su'al to be answered. And we need those sins to be forgiven. We need those sins to be forgiven. So you can imagine that every night the angels make a list of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to wake up at that time and pray tahajjud to get our name in that list so our inner self can be cleaned and so we can become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we can become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then listen to another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Strange, there was one person, his name was Salim bin Abdullah. So his father Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that in the lifetime of Nabi, this is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, that in the lifetime of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would happen is if one of the companions would see a dream, they would tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that dream. And often this would happen after Fajr. I'm adding to you the explanation. Often this would happen after Fajr. So he says about himself that I wished that I saw a dream so that I could narrate it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I used to sleep in Masjid Nabawi in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then once I finally saw a dream. Why does he want to see the dream, by the way? Because it's another hadith, which is in addition to this. He says that because the people who used to see the dream and talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَتَوَجَّهَ إِلَيْهِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would turn his tawajjuh towards them. means the Prophet would face them and look at them and gaze at them intently. So this is his dream. I also wish I had a dream so I could tell the Prophet, I saw a dream. So when he hear that, then he would turn his gaze and his attention towards me. That's why he wanted to see a dream. Actually, he wanted the attention and gaze of the Prophet. So then finally it happens. So he says, I saw in a dream. What? That two angels caught hold of me and took me to a fire. It was built all around like a well that is built. And it had two poles in it. And the people in it were known to me. And I started saying, I seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the fire. Then another angel came and the angel told me not to be afraid. Okay. Then I narrated it to Hafsa. And she told it to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sent a message back that Abdullah is a good man. I wish he prayed the Hajj also. Yes. Abdullah is a good man. I wish he prayed the Hajj also. After that, Abdullah, yani the father of Salim, he used to sleep only very little at night. So look at this. Even Sahaba Ikram, being taught in dream, see, being sent a dream by Allah Ta'ala with imagery in it, which then they relate to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole purpose of the story is that we need to pray. We need to pray this tahajjud salah. It may be something that saves us from the fire. We may think we're good. Look, none of us can be as good as that sahabi, right? But look, it also shows you the tazkiyah and tarbiyah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to make people from more to better, to better, to better, to best. It was his constant fikr. So we should have that fikr for us, and we should think that exactly what the Prophet said about Abdullah is what the Prophet would say about us. That mashallah, they fasted, they're good. I wish they prayed the Hajjud. MashaAllah, they came for Sunnah Itikaf, they're good. I wish they prayed the Hajjud. MashaAllah, they sit for gatherings, they want to change. That's good. I wish they prayed the Hajjud. You should feel like that about ourselves. This is the feeling that the Muhaddithin had when they transmitted this hadith from generation to generation, and people would hear and narrate onward this hadith. This is the feeling we should have. And it's true. It's true. That even good people sometimes don't pray the Hajjud. It's true. And they would be better if they prayed the Hajjud. It's true. So why are we here? Why are we here? We're here because we want to become better. There's no other reason to sit in masjid and to try to love Allah Ta'ala except that we want to make ourselves better in His eyes. Just a couple of more hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because you need to know this soon, the most excellent fast after the Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, is to fast in the month of Muharram. And the best prayer after the fara'id, after the mandatory salah, is the prayer that is offered in the night, means yani tahajjud salah. Then listen, Sayyidina Rasulullah he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua. This is also in the Muslim Imam Ahmad. Nabi Kareem made a dua. What dua? That may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on that man who gets up at night to pray and wakes up his wife to pray, and if she refuses, he sprinkles some water in her face. And may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on that woman who gets up at night to pray and wakes her husband up to pray, and if he refuses, she sprinkles water in his face. Now this hadith is showing something, right? Me and you, Allahu Akbar, huh? I'm telling the women, be careful, because some of your husbands, Allah, if you sprinkle water on their face, aapki khair nahi hogi. They haven't been, even if they're hearing this hadith right now, still I don't know if I have enough trust in all of them. But what is this hadith saying at a more serious level? It's showing you what being husband-wife is all about. This is what marriage is. Marriage is but a partnership for each partner to help the other and draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That husband and wife who do this amal, Allah ta'ala put love and happiness and joy and comfort in their marriage. Because they did their asl. The asl of that marriage was this, to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet also is explaining very gently this word sprinkle. Very lightly. Means to wake up someone in the most lightest of way. You can take that literally also, yes. And you could also do it figuratively any other light way. It also shows that if you really love someone, this is what the Prophet said, you should love for your fellow believer what you love for yourself. You should love for your spouse what you love for yourself. You should love for your spouse what you love for yourself. That's why we tell you people, tell your women folk, listen to Bayan. You should love this for them the way you love it for yourself. Some of you make the mistake and you go home, whether it's from this gathering or from some time in Jamaat or from any other sitting, and you expect your women folk will automatically also have also increased in deen. And then you get upset with them when they haven't. Well, they didn't. They're going to increase in deen the same way me and you increase in deen. They need these majalis, they need this sohbah, they need this nasiha. How are you expecting it to happen on their own? And it's best is if they hear the same nasiha, same verses of Quran, same hadith that you do. So that you grow together. So it's corresponding. So it's mutually reinforcing. That this is what Nabi Karim was telling us. But it also, it's a dua. We get the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam khas dua. This is the Gujaratis have to say khas dua mayad. Khas dua mayad. Nahi samjhe. Nabi Karim khas dua mayad kar rahe hain. Yes, he's making khas dua for that husband who wakes up his wife for tahajjud and his wife who wakes up her husband for tahajjud. So why do you... Yes, we want the khas dua of believers. We want the khas dua of ulama. We want the khas dua of mashayikh. Don't you want the khas dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are you trying to live your life without the khas dua of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now what more is another thing we got. Already we got that what Allah Ta'ala was saying. Su'al, dua, istighfar, forgives and gives. And now on top of it we get khas dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look what is on offer in this tahajjud. So many features Allah Ta'ala has put in tahajjud. So many features Allah Ta'ala has put in tahajjud. Then if a person says, how can I make myself among zakireen? How can I, a woman says, how can I make myself a mazakirat? Listen to next hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a man wakes his wife at night and they pray two rakat together, both of them, then they will be recorded amongst the men and women who remember Allah frequently. They will be remembered kutiba. They will be, names will be written. Kutiba min al-dhakirin Allah kathiru wa dhakirat. This is words from Quran. The last kutubah is another word of the hadith, that their name will be inscribed, their name will be written in the ranks and the registers of those who remembered Allah Ta'ala frequently. What? Two rakats. Two. Rakatain. Two rakats. That's Khalil. Belta says, your Khalil is kathir to me, you're my beloved. Yes, that's the nature of love. Your Khalil is kathir to me. Somebody who loves you gives you even an itar, you feel they gave you the world. Because that's the nature of love. Allah says, oh, you give two rakats, you pray two rakats, I'll make you amongst the dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. This is called nikah. This is marriage. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look now. We're hearing we want to be dhakirin. I want to become dhakirin. Look at the way that you can become dhakirin at the time of tahajjud. This was in the collection of Imam Abu Dawud Ramtale. Then there's another, actually, which I forgot to mention to you, the most intense way to make the deposit in tahajjud account. This is called Bayn al-Nawmayn, to pray tahajjud between the two sleeps. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is in the book of Abu Dawud. Those of you who know Arabic who are more shughul with hadith, the Kitab al-Adab of the Sunan of Abu Dawud is a great repository for islah, for tazkiyah, for du'as, for us to learn from the Siha Sitta. One of the greatest places you can go is the second half of the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud Rahimahullah Ta'ala. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that the most beloved prayer to Allah Ta'ala was that of Sayyidina Dawud Alayhi Salaam. What was that? He slept one half of the night, he got up and prayed for one third of the night, then he slept for the remaining part of the night. Alright? So this is that he slept, and then he prayed tahajjud, then again he slept, and then again he would wake up. Alright? So now that's very difficult to do. I accept that. This was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ also, to sleep a bit before tahajjud, to lie down, whether he fell asleep or not, but sometimes he would lie down, stretch out between tahajjud and fajr. But those of you who are more regular in your tahajjud salah, every now and then, at least, you can try to be like this. Once Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala said that Nabi Karim said to me that, oh Abdullah, do not be like so-and-so, and he hides the name, do not be like so-and-so who used to pray at night and then stopped the night prayer. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi Karim said that hold fast to tahajjud, for it was the way of the salihin, the virtuous and the righteous before you. It is a way of drawing closer to your Rabb. It is a shield from sin. It will be a forgiveness for the wrong deeds that you did. And it will repel sickness from the body. Doctors, listen. It will repel sickness from the body. achieve even jismani faida, even a worldly, bodily, physical benefit. This is from the collection of Imam Tirmidhi to Tahajjud. So there's so many things that is written. Alright? So the easiest way to do that was to sleep early after Isha. Shaitan will say, you should do this, you should do that. Tell Shaitan, no, I'm asleep first, I'm going to do it later. What I can do now at midnight, I can do tomorrow at 7 a.m. If you do it from midnight to 2 a.m, you miss your tahajjud, you're in danger of missing your fajr, and you may sleep from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Better to sleep from midnight onward, wake up for your tahajjud, make those du'as, get these benefits, and early morning do your work from 7 to 9 a.m. So may Allah Ta'ala make us feel all these hadith, live all these hadith, may He make us be all these hadith, and every single sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Make dua سبحان ربي العالى وهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله رب كريم. يا الله, we ask your forgiveness, يا الله. So many times every night you call to us, يا الله, that were we to have come to you, you would have forgiven us. Were we to have prayed to you, you would have given it to us. Were we to ask anything of you, you would have granted it to us. يا الله, forgive us for, ya Allah, forgive us for taking this for granted, forgive us for refusing your offer. Ya Allah, we have shame now, ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we ask that you change us in Ramadan. Let us never feel this shame again. Let us never make this mistake again in any way or form, ya Allah, in even the most basic of ways. Ya Allah, we ask that you grant each and every one of us the success to always make dua to you at that time, to always beg your forgiveness at that time, to always ask you at that time. Ya Ya Rabbi Kareem, when we ask that you join our hearts with our spouses, Ya Allah, make it a joint effort, Ya Allah. Grant us that joint sawab, Ya Allah. Make us from the dhakirin and dhakirat, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we have spent so many years of our life idle and wasteful, sleeping these nights away. Ya Allah, when will you wake us up, Ya Rabbi Kareem? Wake us up, Ya Allah. Wake our hearts up, Ya Allah. Wake our minds up, Ya Allah. Let there be nothing more precious to us, Ya Allah, than the pearls that you have put in this deen, than the diamonds you have put in this deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want you, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We are yearning for you, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We came to this masjid, Ya Allah, fasting in Ramadan, Ya Rabbi Kareem, saying an itikaf. Now, Ya Allah, just 3 days that are left, Ya Allah. A full 7 days, a week has passed. Ya Allah, we are scared, Ya Rabbi Kareem. What if we will not change? What if the change won't be accepted? What if we fall back into our sin? Ya Allah, we ask that you keep us in your hifaza, Ya Allah. We make dua for kubuliyya. Ya Allah, accept every dua that was made, every fast that was kept, every salah that was prayed, every word that was uttered, every word that was heard. Ya Allah, let everything penetrate into our heart, penetrate into our core. Let everything change our life, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We don't want to just change our schedule. We want to change our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Fix us, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there are so many others, Ya Allah, who may have wanted to have come. They were unable to come. Something cropped up in their life. Something kept them away. It is your fazl and karam, Ya Rabbi Kareem, that you allowed us to be here, that you allowed us to spend this time in your masjid. Ya Allah, accept this time, Ya Allah. Make us true, Ya Allah. We don't want to be untrue to you, disloyal to you, disobedient to you. Grant us hifazat of the nur of Ramadan. Grant us hifazat of the nur of these gatherings. Grant us the hifazat of the nur of this masjid. Let us carry this nur with us. Let us safeguard this nur in us. Let us protect this nur in us. Let us spread this nur out there. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make it easy for us to sleep early after Isha. Take away all the attractions and delusions from all entertainment. And Ya Allah, let us have a hirs for tahajjud, a yearning for tahajjud, a yearning for you, a yearning for your qurb, a yearning for your rahmah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Gift it, Ya Allah. This is also a special time, Ya Rabbi Kareem. The last moments of Jummah, just like the Hajj is the last moment of the night, Ya Allah, we hear to you in the last moment of the day, the last moment of Yawm al-Jummah, the last moments of fast, at the time of Iftar. Ya Allah, we ask that you accept our forgiveness for all of the sins that we ever did. Ya Allah, we ask that you accept all the du'as that we ever made. We ask that you grant us all of the hasanat and bounties and blessings and tayyibat of this dunya. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Amin ya Rabbi Zalim.